with The Environment in Focus. I'm Tom Pelton of the Chesapeake Bay Foundation. Valentine's Day is next month. Many of us will buy bouquets of roses for those we love.
L is for the way you look at me.
Flowers are a romantic tradition, but they are also a $40 billion a year industry, with Americans consuming more cut flowers every year than Big Macs. Back in the 1960s, when Nat King Cole sang this song, roses were mostly grown in the U.S. But today, 93% of roses sold here are flown in from overseas, mostly from Colombia and Ecuador. American-owned companies were attracted to these countries by their cheap land and low energy prices, and Congress passed a free trade law. Many of the roses you buy in the supermarket today are genetically engineered in laboratories, so they have a long shelf life, but are lacking in the smell of a rose. They are bred in test tubes, produced in low-wage, industrial-scale farms, then doused with pesticides. All this is according to Amy Stewart, author of a book called Flower Confidential.
About 80% of the flowers we buy in the U.S. are imported, and mostly they come from Latin America. In the case of certain flowers, like carnations, it's actually closer to 99%.
Burning fuel to fly cut flowers thousands of miles contributes to greenhouse gas pollution. And to make it through customs, most flowers are sprayed with chemicals to kill fungus and insects that might otherwise become invasive species in the U.S.
There have been anecdotal complaints from florists about residue of pesticides and fungicides and other preservatives on their hands after handling flowers all day, every day. And so people in the floral industry should definitely be wearing gloves and should be raising questions about the materials that they're handling.
There is, however, an alternative to the industrial rose. And you can find it here at a flower shop in Baltimore called Local Color Flowers at 3100 Brentwood Avenue, just south of Waverly Market.
Yeah, so now we're in our cut flower cooler.
The managers here are part of a small but growing national movement of florists who only sell flowers that are grown locally. It's a natural outgrowth of the local food movement and farmers markets. Carling Elder is the lead floral designer.
We've got snapdragons, got a bunch of tulips, some beautiful magnolia leaves, some beautiful cut paper whites, and we have this really cool branch, which is a beautiful kind of twisty, craggy branch, which is really fun to use in arrangements because it's so graphic, and that's called Harry Lauder's Walking Stick. So that's some of the stuff I have to work with this week.
Instead of using exotic ferns as greenery around bouquets, they use more visually interesting local plants, such as dried wheat stalks and herbs.
One thing that's fun using local stuff is you get such amazing scent because these flowers all have beautiful scents and we're using herbs as well a lot of the time. So you might get rosemary or mint in your bouquet, which is going to smell wonderful.
Toby Whitman sells locally grown flowers in Washington, D.C. from a website called littleacreflowers.com.
Through buying local flowers, you're part of supporting local rural livelihoods, decent wage jobs in the farming sector, open spaces, farming lands. It's very much a similar vision of the local food movement.
On Valentine's Day, nothing could be more heartfelt than really thinking about what you are buying and showing some love for your local flower growers and entrepreneurs. With The Environment in Focus, I'm Tom Pelton, senior writer for the Chesapeake Bay Foundation.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for the only one I see. V is very, very extraordinary. E is even more than anyone that you adore can love. Is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two and love can make it.